No, not concerned. It's great.
Okay, great. Good. Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, is Shannon Page. Shannon!
Hi!
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good! I mean, we talked a little bit before about just, like, general, I don't know what it is about society for me right now.
Annoyances.
Yeah, this, so, Rachel, I'll tell you this before I introduce you, but there's a little house around the corner. Mm-hmm. It's a mansion, actually. I won't call it a little house. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
I'm walking by with Rockin' on the way home today, and there's, like, a grandma and a baby out on the lawn. And Rocket's, like, sniffing around the tree, and she's like, don't let your dog poop on our lawn for the baby. And I was like, I was going to pick it up. And she's like, but the poop will still be there. And I was like, okay, we're going to get out of your way then. And I start pulling Rocket across the street because I'm like, well, I don't want to deal with this. And she's like, it's for the baby. And I'm like, okay, great.
How is it for the baby?
Because I think she thinks the baby's going to eat grass that dogs have pooped on, and somehow that Rocket is the only dog that ever poops on the lawn that's right on the corner, which is absurd.
Like, if you're worried about that, don't put your kid in the grass.
If you're worried about that, move out of the city.
Also.
And then worry about deer poop.
Yeah.
Everything poops. There's a book about it, right?
There is actually a book about it.
I have to admit, when I was in high school, I used to ditch school a lot and have park days with my friends. And we would always just go have picnics in the middle of a park and sit on the grass and sit up against trees. And it never occurred to me until later when I got a dog how much poop and pee I was sitting on that entire time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and your hands went in it and then you ate. And you survived.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, it's better. Nobody it's does. Better for the baby. Yeah.
It is.
How's the baby going to survive the climate apocalypse without some resiliency?
Let's work on these immunities.
Yeah, and of course, like, and here's the sad thing, is I spent much of the walk home George Costanzing the whole thing, trying to think of comebacks where I was like...
The jerk store called.
Well, yeah, because I was going to be like, stop driving your car for the baby. Don't vote Republican for the baby.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I was just throwing them around.
We should remember that for our trivia team name later. For the baby.
For the baby.
Yeah, that would be great. For 10 points baby. For the baby.
Yeah.
See?
Yep.
So many
I'm into
so
it.
Many ways.
So Shannon, how else are you? Because I kind of took over your...
Yeah, no, other than that. I mean, we talked about annoying people and how they need to get out of our way.
Well, seriously. Just, like, stop trying to kill us.
But and we're here now, and we're positive.
It's true.
We're positive for the baby.
We're here for baby. You. Babies. Podcast listening babies. We love you. You
can't
love our explicit
winking.
Podcast. Babies. So our special guest this week, she is too tall to be Tinkerbell and too short to be a Disney princess, according to the Disney Corporation. This is Rachel Todd. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for
Glad
being
to
on.
Be here.
So I would like you to tell Shannon the anecdote as to why I introduced you as I just did.
Okay, so... In order to be a Disney princess at Disney, at least in 2013 when I was looking at it, you had to be 5'3 or taller, and I'm 5'2. And in order to be Tinkerbell, you have to be 5'1 or shorter.
Oh.
So I'm in that magic little spot that I can't be either.
Oh, that's not fair at all.
And I was very sad about it because I looked into, I graduated from high school, I believe, and looked into like, forget college, I'll go later. Let's go to Disney and like play around for a bit. Wanted to do that. I am in that sweet spot that I couldn't even try it.
Oh.
Bummer,
you can
right?
wear, you can wear like platform.
That's
shoes
what he said too.
Something?
But you know that these princesses are already in heels.
Yeah.
Like they probably want you to be 5'7 in heels, not 5'3 in heels.
Disney is definitely measuring you. Nazis built Disneyland. Let's remember that.
Yeah.
Stringent rules.
They have to like, I've like watched things about Disney princesses, like the people that are playing them. They can't say that they play them. They have to say that they are friends with Snow White and friends with Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wow.
Because they can't like tell people that they're the princess.
Oh, sure. So you have to act like you have
a
personality disorder.
Yeah, you're like, I'm friends with Snow White. Here's a picture of me as her. Like
being her friend.
I'm her friend in her skin.
So
this is like a single weight female situation.
Yeah.
Is there nobody that's 5'2 that works at Disney?
I mean, I'm sure there are, but like who wants to scoop trash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to be a princess or nothing.
Oh,
college.
Yeah.
There was a book I read a long time ago. I can't remember who wrote it, but I think it was Donald Westlake, and it's called King Rodent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about how Disney has ruined Florida and like all the like nasty, like behind the scenes kind of stuff that they do. I highly recommend it.
That sounds like a good one.
Right on. Yeah, it's like them and Scientologists pretty much own most of Florida.
Oh, I think it was Carl Hyacin now that I think about it. Okay. He writes all those like mystery books about Florida, but he did this like real life expose, King Rodent.
King Rodent.
It's
nice.
My plug for tonight.
Yeah, plug it.
Yeah, down with them. If they wouldn't let you be a princess or a Tinkerbell.
Right? Psh.
Well, especially because they're specifically discriminating against women 5'2 to 5'3.
Yeah.
Which is like insane.
Like very specifically, nobody 5'2.
And I'm sorry, who are you impressing but children? What kind of ability to gauge height do children really have? They're just like, oh my god, you're wearing the costume.
You are taller than me.
Right.
That's all they sense. They're looking straight up at you.
I remember being a young man. My dad is probably 5'6", and going, God, I hope I'm as tall as my dad when I'm older. I am now 3 inches taller than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I had no concept of how big he was. He was just bigger than me.
Yeah.
That's all you're aspiring to do.
Absolutely. And size is weird as a kid. I remember as an adult finding a book that I had as a kid being like, this book is really small.
Oh, yeah.
All of the pictures are really small, and I can't see them. I was very upset.
It's like, have you gone back to your elementary school?
Oh, yeah, and everything adulthood? Is like tiny. Yeah. All of the tiny chairs and the tiny lockers.
Oh, my God.
But I used to teach, so like I've spent time
in school. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you've got a little more, because I remember going back. Like I was asked back, I think, in high school maybe, to talk to fifth graders about something. I can't remember what. But like I remember going like into the boys' bathroom that I had. It had like one of those big drinking fountains out in front, and then the boys' bathroom had like a urinal trough.
Yeah.
And we used to, at least in like second or third grade, stand at one end of the trough and try to pee and hit the wall on the other end, which, you know, this is what boys do.
As one does.
But I remembered it being like, you know, it was like a bathtub sort of thing, and it's like very small and very low to the floor. And I was like, this is wild. How small were we?
Tiny. Little bitty.
We were so tiny. We could have all been Tinkerbells, but Disney wouldn't let us.
You could have. Too but you short. Had to be 18.
See? And good luck.
I know.
Good luck making it to 18 at 2'6".
People do it.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good transition moment. So this week's episode is about princesses.
Yes.
That's the theme. And the theme is such because you wanted to be a princess, but you couldn't.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
We're going to give you a chance.
Woohoo.
Through conversational infotainment. So do you, Rachel, do you want to go first or do you want Shannon to go first?
Why don't you go first?
All right.
Okay, Shannon, let's pick 1 through 10.
I don't even know what that was.
We've been doing this a long time. I get it. It's all good.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Sounds ready.
Let's hit it 1 through 10. What do you think?
Oh, I'll go right in the middle. 5.
Number 5. Okay, we're going to play a new game called Royal Choices.
Ooh.
So, you're both going to have a shot at this one. Your choice is, would you rather be Ariel and give up your voice, or be Belle and give up your freedom?
Ooh.
Ooh.
With the same scenarios? Or just, I'm me in my life, and I'm giving up my voice, or I'm giving up my freedom.
Well, I mean, yeah, the scenarios being that, like, there's a super hot dude on a boat, and you're like, I want to date him, but the only way I can date him is by not being able to speak again. Or a beastly bro with a castle, but you got to be locked up in there.
I mean, given the two, I'm leaning towards giving up my voice. But I don't really love that story either, because if she had won, it would basically also mean giving up her home and all of her friends and family and everything, which I always thought was a little weird. She's like, I'm going to go hang out with this dude. Peace out, everybody.
Yeah. Just for
so she wasn't. She wasn't just giving up her voice. She was giving up her entire history and background.
Dinglehoppers?
Yeah.
Dinglehoppers.
Dinglehoppers. Is that a fork?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. I just want to make sure I remembered.
But yeah, I mean, given the choice between voice and freedom, voice, I've got pens.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be like the Hush episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You just walk around with a whiteboard
on.
Yeah,
I can do that.
I would like that bread. How much?
Yeah, there you go.
Great, Shannon. Rachel, what would you choose out of those two?
I think I would also choose voice. I used to know sign language, and so I feel like it would come back pretty quickly. And I could just like sign to people. Gestures, yeah. I got it.
Cool. All right.
I think that's, you know... I also feel like there'd be a lot of resentment that would come from being, like, locked up by your man.
Yeah.
Because it's not just, like, locked up. It's locked up by your man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, it's very problematic.
Yeah. Sounds like a problem to me.
Yeah, neither one of those scenarios in Disney World was... not Disney World, but Disney World. Yeah. Disney, the
Disney universe.
Canon.
The Disney cinematic universe.
Neither one of those was great.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty bad.
They're pretty problematic.
When we come down to it.
And they all come from worse stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Ariel... Darker
versions.
Yeah, in like, original, Ariel gets beached.
Yeah.
And, like, suffocates.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens. She doesn't get to go be with her prince.
No, yeah. Because
Sea Witch beaches her.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
You know?
The evil stepsisters cut their feet parts off to fit into the slipper.
Shave down their feet in Cinderella.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, they're like, oh, these crystal slippers are full of blood. But I guess it kind of fits, so.
Was that the reason for the glass slipper? So that you could see it?
Maybe. I mean, could be.
Be like, it fits, but I can see that you're missing toes and that it's filling with blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking a little stumpy.
Yeah. And a little pale.
Randomly, I don't want to ruin any future questions.
Oh,
but,
no, go ahead.
I was actually having this conversation last night. How is Snow White really that much different than Sleeping Beauty?
You didn't ruin a question, but I actually thought about making this a question. How are they different? Because both of them get magically cursed to go to sleep, and a prince has to kiss them to wake them up.
Because Snow White has helpers.
Is that really the only difference? Yeah, I think it is. And Snow White's awake for a little bit before she goes to sleep. So you kind of get to know her, whereas Sleeping Beauty's kind of...
Yeah, they both kind of like run through the forest and sing. They both kind of live in cottages.
Is Sleeping Beauty a princess to begin with?
Yes.
Okay, so neither of them are like proletariat version of the story. They're both bougie as fuck.
Yeah.
They just... one of them lives in the woods with a bunch of dwarves, and the other one doesn't do that.
The other one lives in the woods with fairies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about the fairies.
Different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Why is it Snow White went to the forest? Do you remember? I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Don't they like hide her because the witch is trying to fuck with her, and then
they
of
like
course,
chase her through the woods? That's right.
And because she's so naively nice, when a stranger with a basket of fruit shows up, she's like, "Oh, totally."
This one looks great.
This biblical analog doesn't seem to concern me at all.
And I think Sleeping Beauty was cursed when she was born to go to sleep on her 16th birthday or something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Okay, yep. That's right. Yep. Yeah, so that was just...
But I think they also hid her, thinking that like if she wasn't here when she was 16, it wouldn't happen, and then it did after all. But
Because you can hide from curses.
Same story.
Yeah.
That's
Which, I mean, 16's late, obviously, but maybe not, but maybe the curse is really talking about becoming a woman, right?
Maybe.
I mean, I would think from a literary perspective, it's about like, well, you're going to be cursed. You're going to become an unclean woman who's asleep.
Until
a man comes along and says, you're valid again. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, hey.
I haven't thought about it that way. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm sorry for ruining everything. Great job, guys, on Royal Choices. You both get 2 points.
All right.
And Rachel, you get to pick next. 1 through 9.
Great. Let's go with 6.
Number 6. Okay. So do you have a vague idea about Serena Tsukino or Bunny Tsukino? Do you have any familiarity with that name? She's a princess.
She sounds like she would be from another country. Maybe like some kind of Spanish influence. I could see her with like guitar and like the... You know, the like dancers, you know what I'm talking about? Obviously, the motions I'm doing isn't conveying
It's an audio medium, but yeah.
But
I mean, there were jazz hands involved.
Like fluffy dresses, and I can see her doing like dances.
Like merengue
stuff.
kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Kind of like Rio vibes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what I'm getting from that.
Cool. Okay, okay. Shannon, what do you think?
What, can you say the names again?
Serena Tsukino. If you'd like me to spell it, I can spell it too.
Yes, please.
Last name, Serena spelled like Serena spelled. Last name is spelled T-S-U-K-I-N-O.
Ah, that makes me think it's got more of a Japanese vibe based on how you said it versus how it's spelled.
Yeah, yeah. I probably should have spelled it for you too. I'm not going to like, we're not going to dock you points. If you want to say like, it sounds like Japanese to me too.
No,
either way.
I'm sticking with my answer.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it is the princess from Crazy Rich Asians, the movie that everybody liked. And she was at the wedding and the main character sat next to her. And everyone's like, what? She's sitting next to the princess? And she was just like, is this seat open? Because I don't know things because I'm from America.
I like it.
That's my guess.
That's both really good guesses. I like it a lot. Okay,
that was
I'm going to give you each 3 points. So Serena Tsukino is Sailor Moon, the princess, the titular Sailor Moon of the Sailor Moons, sailors of different planets.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So that's fun for everyone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why you both got 3 points, because it was a stretch. I was like, maybe someone will surprise me, and they'll be like, I know about Sailor Moon. I didn't know about it. Anyway, Shannon.
Yes.
1 through 8.
7.
Number 7. Okay, it's time to play greatest of all time.
Oh, I'm getting all the games.
Goat.
Ooh.
How do we goat scream again? Greatest of all time. Shannon,
cool.
Who is the... Thank you. Sometimes we make our own sound drops here.
Who needs a sound mixer?
Yeah. I mean, come on. We got our sounds. We got... That was good.
See?
Yeah. I might use that later. Every time. Greatest of all time. And you're both going to get a shot at this one as well. So, Shannon, greatest of all time. Greatest princess of all time. Go.
I'm going to go with Princess Grace of Monaco.
Okay.
She was a Hollywood actress known for a lot of appearances in Hitchcock movies. And she married the Prince of Monaco. And reason that she's the greatest, great hair.
Sure.
It had like that 50s like kind of swirl.
Yeah, you get that, the wave
the
thing.
Wave, the,
yeah.
The wave.
Mm-hmm,
good
mm-hmm.
clothes. And I think for me personally, that was my favorite princess because it always made me think I could grow up to become a Hollywood actress that turned into a princess, which was the ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Both of those things. And Monaco's a pretty awesome country.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not a whole lot of governing really going on. Like, you just kind of get to hang out in some casinos and do some, like, nice South of France beaches. Like, that's the place you want to be in charge of.
Yeah, that's your like, hey, I'm rich. Fuck you money bird is really what Monaco is.
So that's the goal. I really want to just have fuck you money. Like,
yeah.
Being the princess of Monaco is definitely the way to go for the fuck you money. I don't know how she was as a princess. She might have been a terrible princess. She might have, like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she died very young in a car accident, right?
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah, yeah.
On the streets of Monaco, I believe, because there's lots of hills.
Yeah, because it's lots of windy
roads.
Old windy cobblestone streets. Yeah,
yeah. She might have been a terrible princess. She was not known for her princessing, but she was my favorite princess.
She was phenomenal in Rear Window, among other things. Mm-hmm. Grace Kelly, just wow. I mean, and yeah, just a good lady. Okay, Rachel, who's your greatest princess of all time?
So I'm going to go back to Disney.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Mulan because she saved China.
Nice.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Very, just
that's good.
Straight at it. I like it. Okay, yeah, that's good. I think Mulan's very interesting because it's also, Disney's not really good at like bringing other cultures in.
Yeah.
And embracing them fully. And I feel like Mulan as an animated film was one of the first times where they really actually didn't like over-Americanize, because part of my like college beef against Aladdin and a few of the other films that take place in other countries is that it was very much like, well, yeah, these are basically just going to be American people. And we'll really apply race to the villains, but not to the heroes.
Yeah.
Whereas Mulan is kind of like everybody's sort of just all the same animation style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clever. I think it's good.
They
very
also
good.
Tend to make like other cultures racist. Like if you notice, like I was watching Aristocats for the first time in a long time the other day. The Siamese cat, super racist.
Oh yeah.
Like I was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Old Disney is a little uncomfortable.
We
Dumbo.
Watched.
And yeah. Oh, yep. Yep.
We watched Fantasia.
Oh, that one's pretty bad too.
On the Disney Plu. And yeah, I mean, it's mostly good, but there is one section where there are the little mushrooms that uh-huh. are the very stereotypical Asian type characters.
Yeah.
Because they even have like very slanty eyes. And it's like, why even do this?
Yeah. The Siamese cat basically just like laughed.
Yeah.
And that was, that's all it did. He was like, hee hee. Oh,
yeah.
Like that.
Voiced by Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's. That Siamese cat.
Mulan's being turned into a actual not animated movie
live
now,
action.
Though, right? Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
They're like
yeah.
filming it.
I'm excited for that. Yeah. I've heard
they
good things.
They keep doing that. I think that they've like run out of movies.
Yeah.
So they need more money. So,
well, I mean, shareholder value.
I mean,
I think it's cool though, because Mulan's one where, as opposed to, because we talked about, well, at least we talked with Jeff about it before. I don't remember if we talked about it during at all, but the Lion King.
Yeah,
reboot.
The problem is that his eye, the like animation, you don't have features.
Yeah, like cats don't
feelings.
Yeah, cats don't do human faces, so it's dumb to be like, hey, we did this really well before, but let's do it in a stupid way now. Where at least Mulan is mostly people.
Yeah,
and you can probably make a digital dragon that looks cool and can be kind of fun.
Well, and it's a dragon, like that's different than a real lion that
yeah.
needs to be like anatomically correct.
Right. Got to get that like, dong in the right place.
A dragon can be just like a dragon floating around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. 2 points each for that. That was great. And Rachel, we're back to you.
Great.
1 through 7.
4.
Number 4. Okay, it's another game. From the makers of Pomme ou Pomme de Terre, it's La Chose Française Arbitraire. This is an arbitrary French thing.
Okay.
The only thing that's French about it is the name. We're going to just do a random question.
Okay.
It's not random because I prepared it earlier. And you'll both get a chance to answer it. So, is that a pee in your bed or are you just an insomniac?
I'm just an insomniac.
Okay.
I never sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was the last time you remember sleeping?
Well, I mean, I sleep every night, but it's usually like 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
I just wake up super groggy. It's a fun time.
That's great.
Fill myself with coffee.
So you're like mostly caffeinate. You're just all
yes.
caffeine. Like, there's a little bit of blood.
There's a
and
little
there's
bit.
Caffeine.
But, like, I start my day on an empty stomach mm-hmm. with a full cup of coffee in order to ensure that it hits me fully.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or I'm
yeah.
not going to talk to anyone.
Right.
This happens before 7 a.m. so that by 9 I can be nice at the office.
And it's remarkable because you by all accounts, I mean, we work not together, but at least parallel.
I think
and
that's
right. You seem to be nice pretty much every day.
Thanks.
So I God, there must be a lot of coffee in
caffeine.
There. Yeah. Great.
I feel like that would be a great quality for a Disney princess too, to just be
right?
caffeinated the whole time. Like,
and
hello!
Like, I could be up all night. I'm ready.
I'm really into this. We need to pitch Disney on this caffeinated princess. This is a
she's
great
like
idea.
Jittery and sweaty, but she's there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's the most attentive person. And what she learns through the movie is that she can like sleep a little bit more. She
that'd
doesn't
cool.
have to do so much. It's a good lesson for
hey,
young ladies,
that is a
right?
good one.
Because
don't
the
be
world,
that ambitious.
It's not about a lack of ambition. I think it's about a curtailing of the abusive, overworking sort of concept that we have in our country, which is to say, hey, be everything for everybody all the time because you're a woman who's not just a homemaker.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it's a little unfair.
That's
you
true.
Might have downtime, too.
Good point.
It's like Inside Out meets, I don't know, Meth Princess. It'll be great.
I think Cold Brew Princess is probably
cold
a little bit
brew.
Better.
Yeah, well, I wasn't suggesting that she'd actually be on meth. Although that could be a turn. I don't know. You know, maybe she's chasing a new high because she's on cold brew, but she can't keep up. And then so the end of the second act of the three acts is her like falling in with the trailer park like raccoons who do meth.
I was going to say that sounds like the climax of the story.
Yeah.
Like,
and she does meth and then she's like, oh, no, that's too much.
Yeah.
I got to dial it back. I got to just work on me.
You need to write
That's a
this
good
down.
Lesson. That's a good lesson.
So when we see a caffeine princess come out in a few years,
yeah.
We know where to look.
Oh, yeah. If this shit's on Disney Plus, I am suing.
Trademark.
Yeah. All content of this podcast is property of Nate Regolia and Shannon Page and A Vague Idea.
Just drop that one in there.
Great. Shannon. Is that a pee in your bed, or are you just an insomniac?
I actually can fall asleep any time in my bed. I'm not like a sofa sleeper or like a, you know, desk sleeper. But if I'm in my bed, asleep within 2 seconds. So, and I'm a deep sleeper, and I can sleep for like 12 hours at a time. I can wake up for like 2 hours, take a nap for like 3 more hours. I am a sleeper. So I'm going to say that is pee in my bed because I didn't wake up and I peed myself.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, I'm similar in that, like, I'm a very deep sleeper where it is very hard to wake me up. I mean, there are, you know, my dad would wake me up before school sometimes and it would take like 4 tries because it would just be like, no, and I just don't wake up. Like, alarms wake me up fine.
I have like 4 alarms. I even have an alarm that goes under the bed that shakes the bed to try and wake me up.
And I'm like, once the alarm goes off, even if it's like the boyfriend's at 5 a.m., mm-hmm. I'm awake, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
awful. Jenny's that way where like that. She's just boom. Like she wakes up at 5 and she cannot go back to sleep because her brain turns on right away and that's it. Whereas I like, I don't know. Granted, like last night,
I'm a zombie.
I was up for an hour. But then, you know, yeah.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah, I woke up at like 1:30 and then I couldn't fall asleep for about an hour. But then I did. I just put a podcast on. Not this one, because this one's thrilling. But I was able to finally kind of lull myself back to sleep. Plus, Rocket kind of nests in, and that's relaxing too, because he's just always curled up next to me and giving some pets until I kind of chill myself out. Yeah. I'll tell the pee story another time. Okay, great. This is an opportunity.
There was a pee story?
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll tell the story now.
He just wanted us to get it out of him.
He did. He wanted to ask.
I just want a little bit of coaxing, you know? I want somebody to want it. Yeah.
Tell us about when you wet the bed.
Yeah, for a long time. That was the thing. Like, I was a long bedwetter in my youth. I was like 12 almost before I stopped.
Has it stopped? Should we ask Jenny? Or?
Yeah, no, it stopped.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I think the last time I wet anything was probably like 15 years ago, and I think I was super drunk. It's fine. but yeah. It was a long saga, but I ended up getting my parents ended up getting me something called a potty pager. I don't know. So it's basically like a little.
Don't point at me. I was joking.
No, I know. It's like the.
He's like, you have one, right?
It's basically like the thing that you get when you're waiting on a table at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It just has like a metal contact on it. And so right when it gets wet, it buzzes. And you just like clip it in your underwear. And then it buzzes right when you start to pee. So then you wake up. It's great. I've been through a lot, guys.
Aww. Aww.
But hey, I have to be fair because I tell fun stories about my life. I got to tell embarrassing ones, too. Great job. Shannon, 4 points. Rachel, 3 points. And Rachel, we're back to you.
Nope.
See? I can't keep up. I get wrapped up in my own pee stories and I can't keep up. Shannon.
Number one.
Okay. Do you have a vague idea about Princess Diana?
Oh, the people's princess.
Yeah.
She was married to Charles in England. She is the mother. She was the mother of... God, those two guys now that are married to other women and they're in the news a lot. Harry and
yeah.
Andrew.
Not Andrew. Andrew's
the other one.
Andrew's the one that's probably one. Jeffrey Epstein's buddy. Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember their names, but she was second on my list for my favorite princess because she did a lot of great work with Mother Teresa and trying to get abandoned mines out of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, because like kids wander and blow themselves up. Yeah. All because we're dumb with war.
Yep. And she was killed, I want to say, in like, I say killed. She was killed in like, I want to say like 96, somewhere around there, because the car she was in was being chased by paparazzi and they had a terrible crash and she died in the car crash. She was separated from Charles at the time. Can't remember the name of the guy she was with, but he was also somebody really famous. Her new boyfriend, Dodi.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dodi Afayed, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I know about Princess Di. Oh, and Elton John wrote, reworked Candle in the Wind for her.
Yeah.
When she died. Aww.
Aww.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, you had way more to say about her than I did.
Rachel, what can you add? What do you have to say? Go ahead.
It was Harry and William, right?
William, yep. There that's right. Go. That's right.
She had a blue sapphire ring that Kate now wears, which is William's wife.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
She had a very, very long train on her wedding dress. That is the extent.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's
it
good.
It was like 25 feet long.
And it was like a huge royal wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
and it wasn't it like one of the first big ones they like televised and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Like they weren't making a huge deal out of it before then?
I don't know.
I think it was just
I'm sure they were over there, but I feel
cable
like
and satellite and all those things existed in the like early 80s,
yeah.
late 70s, early 80s. So it was. It was a huge deal. I don't remember watching it, but I remember hearing about like, oh my God.
My mom made me stay up and watch the latest one with her.
Harry and Meghan?
The Suits actress, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she got really into it. And she made scones and tea and had like little flags for us to wave and stuff. And I was humoring her. It was adorable, Mom, if you're listening. It was super fun. But she told me that she remembered staying up for Di's.
Oh, yeah.
It was the last time she had done that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Aw.
I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah, Princess Di was, yeah. She was born in 1961, and she died in 1997. She was in Paris. I remember in 2001, the first time that I went to Paris, I went with some college buddies, and there's like a torch flame statue for her right on the overpass. So there's like an overpass and the underpass where she died, which because the paparazzi just chased them and they hit like a column in the middle of the road or something. But yeah, I remember seeing that and going, oh, wow. It like the world felt smaller in that moment. Like I didn't really have a scope on everything, but I was like, oh, I'm like near a thing where a horrible thing happened, which all the time we're there. But still.
I had a kind of a similar experience when I went to Dallas and I saw where JFK was shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a...
Yeah, you're like, how is... Like, why didn't we tear this shit down or something?
Like,
because this... Like, we shouldn't...
We want to really, like... Put this here? I don't know.
History. Why? We never learn from it anyway, so what's the fucking point? The only thing neither of you mentioned about Princess Di was that she really, really, really traded down for Charles. not a good enough looking man for her.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Just 100%.
Real
sorry.
Cute.
Yeah, sorry. She's like, you know, gorgeous lady, lots of ambition and compassion. Charles,
he was there.
Yeah, he was totally there. Somebody had to be. Great job. Okay, so 1 point for Rachel, 2 points for Shannon. And Rachel, we're back to you this time. For real.
She's like, right?
1 through 5.
2.
Number 2. Do you have a vague idea about Princess the Pigeon?
No, but I have a story about a pigeon.
Great.
Does that count?
Yeah, tell it.
So
let's talk.
I recently went to San Juan Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
and they have a pigeon park. And there was this lady who I can't remember her name because I'm terrible at names. And she decided that she was going to, like, she brought snow to Puerto Rico for the kids. She decided that all of the kids were her children because she couldn't have her own. And so she did a lot of, like, volunteer work and did all of this stuff. And so then she built this park for the kids. And so when you go to this park, it's overrun by pigeons. So it's called Pigeon Park. And then there's all of these, like, metal shoes that, like, were kids' shoes, and there's all of these little cubbies, and she did all this stuff for in Old San Juan, and so I went to this park, and pigeons landed on me.
Oh.
And then I wanted to shower.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So that's my story.
Was the person who created the park aware that, like, pigeon poop, despite being white, is not snow?
Yeah, so she did actually bring in snow.
Oh,
so,
okay,
like,
good.
That
I
was,
just,
like,
wanted to make sure.
Tangent I didn't actually fill on. So she, like, brought in snow a couple different times, actually, for the kids and, like, let them experience snow for the first time. And it was, like, Puerto Rico had never seen snow
before.
Oh,
sure.
So,
yeah. I mean, it's a very, like, this sounds very sweet.
Memorialized. She's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well known there.
It's, you know what's weird? Is our obsession with very strange people that have so many means that they do strange things. I mean, I'm not saying that this wasn't nice.
Well, she was nice. She was doing all sorts of stuff for, like, orphan kids.
Oh, sure.
Stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You got to, yeah. You
her
gotta
big
that.
Idea was, let's bring him snow.
Yeah. We love our philanthropic eccentrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snow.
I love it. I love it. That's great. That's great. And did you end up hearing from the pigeons again or anything? Or did they do anything to you? Did they peck on you or?
Not really. I didn't let them stay long
mm-hmm.
because, you know, like, when you're at these places, there's often people around that have, like, seed that they're feeding them and they're trying to get you to give them money, whatever. And so he, like, dumped a bunch of seed in my hand and then, like, pulled them up onto me and kept putting pigeons on me. And so there's a picture of me, like, in this park with pigeons all over me. Again, I'm doing motions that people can't see.
Oh, yeah, no. But, I mean, for the listener, she was kind of making a statuesque sort of thing with her arms out. And the pigeons were, you know, presumably populating the shoulder
face,
to hand.
Her face kind of looked like the grimacing emoji.
It was a
face.
Distressed face. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was distressed because I know birds are disgusting. And so there was just all of these pigeons on me. And that was really the gist of what we did in the park. Oh, there was also cats, because there's a lot of,
well,
like,
yeah.
trying to get the pigeons.
Yeah, so there's this, like, in Old San Juan, pretty close by, there's this cat sanctuary. And we, of course, went over there because I'm obsessed. And so there was many cats over in the pigeon park, I'm assuming trying to catch the pigeons.
Oh, sure.
But yeah. I didn't see any blood or feathers, so I don't think they were very successful.
I mean, it's probably been going on for a long time, so they've
sort
of reached a detente of some
they're
kind.
Like, we know what you're up to.
Yeah.
don't play games.
Yeah, we see you, cat.
Yeah.
We see you.
Catting around stuff. Yep. That's what I know about pigeons.
Right on.
But not the pigeon princess.
Quick follow-up question. Is a cat that eats a bird disgusting or not?
No, it's just instincts.
Okay.
It's circle of life.
I'm just saying because you were saying that birds are gross.
Okay, so birds are gross, but, like, I eat birds. I just don't want
fair.
Them
you don't
landing
want them, like,
on me while they're
stuff.
Alive.
Yeah.
They carry lots of bacteria.
Yeah, you don't want the SARS. That's where
and
the SARS
also,
comes from.
They don't control their poo. They just poo.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really want
that hole does
to
everything. Which,
on.
I mean, I think that's disturbing for everybody.
Yeah.
It's an all-purpose hole. A cloaca. That's what the hole's called.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cloaca?
Cloaca.
Can you tell me why you know that?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I do know. I mean, I know that I know it. I just don't really know where I learned it originally. But yeah.
It sounds a lot like, isn't that the hole in your ear?
Cochlea?
There you go.
Although I would love for to go into a hospital and be like, I would like a cloaca implant in my ear so I can hear better.
I want you to do that just to, like, see if you can get through with a straight face.
Oh, yeah. And they'll be like, great, we'll mash two birds together until one inseminates the other and an egg starts growing, and then they'll poop and give birth and pee and everything out of the same hole. It's great. Birds are fun.
Yeah. That sounds
okay.
Sounds fun.
What else is there besides poop and pee and egg?
Well, sexual stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the only other thing I can think of. I don't think there's like a telecommunication system in there or anything.
No, why not?
They get HBO.
Yeah.
Shannon,
yes.
Do you have a vague idea about Princess the Pigeon?
Princess the Pigeon is the woman in Home Alone 2 that, much like Rachel, let herself be covered in pigeons. But this woman was covered in pigeons.
Oh. And she liked it.
And she liked it. And she helped our young Kevin Arnold. Is that his name? Kevin
McAllister.
Kevin McAllister.
Arnold is from Wonder Years.
Yes, thank you. Thank
but
you.
I mean, it was an era of Kevins.
A lot of Kevins.
It's a Kevin time.
She helped him find his way home or...
Alone?
I don't know what she did for him.
Two?
She inspired him somehow.
All the pigeons.
The pigeons, yeah.
It was the pigeons.
She was the princess, the pigeon.
I think she was like lonely and she confided in him that she was lonely. And it was like, hey, I'm not mentally ill. I'm just actually sad. Just like that old man that you knew in your neighborhood who was also not scary. He was just sad. And so just stay away from Donald Trump because he was in the movie.
Really not part of the plot at all, though.
No.
Just a little moral lesson of don't be scared of
Just don't be scared
people,
of
old people, basically.
Yeah, don't be scared of older white people. They'll take us the right path. Don't worry.
They got it.
Fear not. Great job. You're both wrong. Princess was a pigeon who received the Dickin Medal, that's really what it's called, in 1946 from the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals for bravery in service during World War II.
Wow.
Princess was sighted after returning from a special mission to Crete to her loft at the Royal Air Force Base Alexandria, a distance of around 500 miles, primarily over sea, carrying valuable information. The citation describes the flight as one of the finest performances in the war record of the pigeon service. So there you go.
Sounds made up.
Badass war pigeon.
It sounds fake.
They used to use carrier pigeons all the time back in the day. Back before, I think,
texting.
I think most of the carrier pigeons that existed are they're passenger pigeons that are all extinct now.
Mm.
I think carrier pigeons are still alive, so never mind on that. But yeah, we used to use birds before texting.
Wow.
It was either tie two cans together with a very long string, or you just throw a pigeon out there and hope that they get the message. That's really all you had.
Makes sense.
You both get 0 points, but I'm very happy with both of you. So please don't feel distressed at all. Don't feel like you're covered in birds.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
The feeling passed. I'm good.
Great. Shannon, are we back to you?
Nope.
Damn it.
Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Great. One through four, Shannon.
Three.
Number three. It's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
All right.
We're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay. You're going to get to play, too.
Great.
This week on Fuck, Marry, Kill, it's King Lear edition.
Oh.
Lear had three daughters.
Uh-oh.
They all princesses.
Okay.
There's actually kind of a correct answer this time based on your knowledge of King Lear.
I have no knowledge of King Lear.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, are you going to fuck, marry, or kill Goneril, Regan, or Cordelia?
Wait, I have to fuck, marry, and kill all... I have to pick one to do all three?
No. You yes. It's like...
In, like, procession. So first you fuck them, then you marry them.
The way you phrased it, it did sound
right. Yeah.
Pick one of these
three to do the whole thing to, which...
Is there
a
time limit on, like, within you have to do... The three, two? Like, I just want to clarify here what the rules are.
No. You do one activity to each one. So you're going to fuck one, you're going to marry one, you're going to kill one. And fuck doesn't have to be sexual. It can be screwing them over, if you prefer. Okay.
I don't know anything about King Lear, so I'm just going to go in the order that you named them in.
Okay. Aw. That's probably the worst answer possible.
I meant to say reverse order.
Oh. There you go. Oh, you just missed that.
It's still not great. Anyway.
I'm getting some hints here.
Yeah. I mean, they're really vague hints. That's the name of the show.
Vague hints.
Full
vague
circle.
Hints. The program. Okay. So, good job, Shan. Rachel, which one will you fuck? Which one will you marry? Which one will you kill?
Can you say the names again?
Yes. Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia.
So I think I'm going to kill Gonorrhea. Am I saying that right? Because she sounds like gonorrhea.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to go.
So I'm thinking that's probably not the best bet here.
Okay. Good job.
Let's marry, was it Regan? Regan, what is it?
Yeah, Regan or Reagan. I'm
let's
not sure.
Marry
of
that
the
one.
Yeah.
Fuck the other.
You're going to fuck Cordelia?
with no pictures, you know.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, hey, you don't know. And clearly...
No, she could fun. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Okay, great. I did this with King Lear thinking, this is the same problem as the Sailor Moon thing that I just like, I took a big swing.
Sorry.
So in King Lear, mm-hmm. he has three daughters that are all vying to be the heiress to his kingship. Cordelia is the best daughter. She is the one who is selfless, and she is the one who ultimately is killed because she is selfless, because that's how Shakespeare works. Regan is the second worst because she... I believe dispatches someone to kill Cordelia, and then she also wants to marry whatever guy is going to give them the best deal. And then Goneril is the very worst. So good job in killing Goneril, because she was the one. She basically killed Regan, and then married the prince. Mm. So it's a whole family thing with the English. You're each going to get 5 points. Thank you.
She sounds like a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I always just remember because Cordelia in King Lear is such the opposite of Cordelia Chase in Buffy that I was always like, what a witty way to spin that.
And now I will remember that as well.
Yeah. Remember it always. Okay. So yeah, 5 points each. Rachel, one, two, or three?
Let's go with number one.
Number one. Well, here we go. We're going back to something that we've already talked about a little bit.
Okay.
Do you have a vague idea about Meghan Markle?
Yeah. So she used to be in Suits.
Yep. Suits.
Suits.
That's how they say it in Sweden.
Mm. See?
It is. Swedish. It is how they say it on the show on the Windsors, which is a British Channel 4. sitcom thing that's a parody of the royal family. Oh, but they always say, she's in Suits. Anyway, go ahead.
Funny. Let's see, what else? She has brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
And is taller than me. She's married to a guy named Harry. I believe that she recently stepped down. They're no longer like royal. They are now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex or something like that.
Yeah.
I believe she just had a baby or something.
Yeah, I think they did have a baby recently.
I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't really keep up with the royal family.
You're not following the Page Six.
Got some other stuff to do other than watch royals from another country.
I mean, I guess, but fair, what, really? Fair.
I don't know. It's just, you know, that one slips.
Yeah. Good, good. No, that was great. Shannon, Meghan Markle.
I think she met the prince on a blind date, I think, which is amazing because those are not the kind of blind dates I get set up on.
Me neither.
I'm just saying.
Though people have declared themselves princes of things, I think.
She has a dad that sucks and is constantly talking to the media about her, and I think she had to like sue him to like shut him up, and they had to sue, speaking of Page Six, I think they sued the Sun, which is the tabloid over there in London town, to stop publishing falsehoods about them. And I did stay up for her wedding, and it was hilarious because one half of the church was all the royals and the other half was all stars of USA TV shows.
Oh my gosh.
We're Franklin and Bash there.
Burn Notice.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was a really weird mix of people at the wedding. Yeah.
I bet it would have been fun to be a fly on the wall in that wedding. Like, I just want to hear the conversation at the reception. Like, walk from one table to another. It would just be like...
It's like, what do you do? Oh, I'm the Earl of Sandwich. And the other person's like, I was an extra on Royal Pains.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's a really interesting thing because there's a lot of, like, racism and things built into this, too, because Meghan Markle she's half black, she's half white. She's also an American, and she's a commoner. So there's all these things. And she's older than Harry is, because I think she's 31 or 32 or something. I think she's maybe older than that now. Whatever. She's older than Harry. So there's been all this stuff where, like, the English, the British people have been the ones who care. I'm sure it's not many people, but the vocal ones that own the Sun. Very, very problematic about this. But yeah, because they both were like, nope, we're going to stop doing this. And the Queen was like, well, you're not going to be his and her Royal Highnesses anymore then if you don't want to do this. And they're like, okay, bye. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they like owe the state or something, country a whole bunch of money, don't they, for like redoing their house?
I don't know how that's actually going to play out, because it's so weird how they fund the monarchy with tax dollars. But, you know. Hey,
they'll figure it
out.
They
got the Brexit thing. They're going to figure it out, those crazy kids. Yeah, good job. You guys are both great. You both get a point. How's that? How's that for something? All right. Shannon, one or two?
Number two.
Number two. It's time for the Thunderdome.
Thunderdome.
That was nice. I like that. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
Did you plan that?
No, we didn't.
That was fun.
It's all off the cuff here. We're doing it live, guys. We're doing it live. So yeah, for Thunderdome this week, you have a battle between Ella of Frel and Mia Thermopolis. Now, these are both princesses portrayed by Anne Hathaway. Ooh. In either Ella Enchanted or The Princess Diaries. So you just have to pick which Anne Hathaway you think would beat the other Anne Hathaway. It's the dumbest Thunderdome ever. But
Battle of the Annes.
All right. Yeah. All right. I have never seen either one of those. I am happy to admit. I'm sad to admit.
I haven't seen either of them either.
I admit. But I do know more about Princess Diaries, and I'm... think that her grandmother in that movie is Mary Poppins.
Yes.
She is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever her real name is. Julie Andrews. Andrews. Thank you. And I feel like if Julie Andrews is your...
that one.
is your grandmother, then you've got a little bit of a leg up.
So you also got... Oh, wait. Peter Pan? Was she Peter Pan in the live one? No, never mind. Mm-mm. I think it was Sandy Duncan.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are different.
Yeah. blonde ladies with short hair that sang on a... Anyway, go ahead. I know.
I was going to make a joke about one of them has both of her eyes facing in the same direction. Oh,
ooh,
hot take. Hot
burn
take on Sandy Duncan.
She helped Valerie's family after Valerie
she
died.
She did. Jason Bateman is very appreciative of her.
And the rest...
the rest
nobody
of
remembers
Valerie's
the rest
family.
Of them. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah. So yeah, Princess Diaries one.
Princess
Julie
Diaries
Andrews.
One.
Also, she's used to her hair being crazy, so she's not like, hey, I'm a princess. I can't fight. Like she's gonna get in there.
She's thriving in the Thunderdome. Yeah. She's like split ends, split your skull.
Yeah.
That
okay.
sounds right.
All right. Yeah, Rachel. What do you think? You gonna agree with that?
I am.
Okay.
I have seen both movies.
Okay, great. Let's so, talk about this.
In Ella Enchanted, her issue is that she does whatever she's told, and she doesn't have a choice about it.
Ooh.
And I think that would really be detrimental in a fight, because...
yeah.
So we'd say, you should die now, and she'd be like, okay.
It's like direct commands. Mm-hmm. She has absolutely no control over. She does them. That is
really?
That is the like kind of... issue.
That's the plot of the movie?
Yeah. So she's trying to break the curse. That's the whole...
I feel like that could go in some problematic direction.
It does. Yeah. She like climbs stuff and does all this dangerous stuff. She almost kills someone. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for 2002's Ella Enchanted.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Her movie from years ago. but I think that, you know, the Mia Thermopolis version of Anne Hathaway would totally kick... Ella of Frel. She didn't have a last name,
but she was Ella of Frel when she was a princess.
Yes,
yeah, because
yes.
The kingdom was called Frel.
So Ella of Enchanted.
Yeah.
Ella of Enchanted.
I mean, honestly, like, Thermopolis is a way cooler last name.
Oh, yeah. And she has the, like, cool transformation where she goes from, the, like, the real frizzy hair to, like, she got a straightener. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, and you can see, like, Mia Thermopolis is like, I'm going to take your temperature. And then she, like, punches her right in the butt.
What?
Because that's how you take Temperatures. Thermometer.
Oh, yeah. Got anyway, it. Okay.
I appreciate your reaction, though. That was better.
Didn't get
it. It was better than if you had just agreed with me, because it was a really dumb
it
thing.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad. Great job. Rachel, 3 points. Shannon, 2 points. And Rachel, you want the last topic? Are you ready? How do you feel? Have you had a good time so far?
Yeah, it's been great.
Good. Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Okay.
It's been fun.
Great.
Yeah. I'm going to go with number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let's do number one.
Okay.
We're going to play a new game called What Am I Quoting?
Okay.
For What Am I Quoting? You have to tell me. I'll read a quote, and you're going to have to tell me what movie I'm quoting. There are three, so you're each going to have a shot, but if you don't know, you pass.
Okay.
Or if you just get it wrong. I mean, you can guess and get it wrong, but one of you is going to get more points than the other. That's how this is going to work.
Okay.
Okay? Number one. When I was your age, television was called books. What am I quoting?
Is that the grandpa in Princess Bride?
It sure is. Good job.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay.
I got it because of the voice.
I kind of gave it away a little bit. Well, it did. It aligned with the version of Jason's Peter Falk voice.
Oh, my gosh.
just one more thing. Okay. Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Oh, what are you quoting? So it's Star Wars. It's the first one. Is it the first one? No, it's Empire.
It is. It's Empire Strikes Back. Good job.
Wow.
Very good.
For us, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Very good.
I haven't seen those in a long time.
That was Princess Leia.
Gotcha.
Princess Bride. Princess Leia.
That's why I was like, oh, what's the movie? Because I knew it was Princess Leia.
Yeah.
But I had to figure out which movie she was speaking in.
Because Han goes,
that's our word.
Scruffy looking. It's great. Okay. Rachel.
Uh-huh.
My castle is in danger. I know it's because of Bowser again.
That's Peach.
It sure is.
From
Can you name the game? You don't have to name the game. If you don't know, I'm going to give you Peach anyway.
Mario Kart or something like
that? Well, it's
Mario.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all Mario stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Super Mario 64.
Okay. Yeah, I played that one as a kid.
Yeah, that's the one where you got really disoriented because it was 3D but not very well defined yet, because 3D, not very well defined yet. Excellent.
I always got to play, but the controller was always unplugged for me because I have an older brother.
Oh, of course.
And that's what it's like to be a younger sister.
See, this is okay, because I have a younger sister, but she didn't join my family until I was like 15 or something. Mm. I mean, she was my dad was dating her mom when I was 14 something.
Gotcha.
I guess. But yeah, and she was like a baby because she's like 25-26 now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I never got to bully anybody.
I'm so sorry.
Which is, no, it's okay. It's actually really nice, because I have these fond memories where she would just be like, pick me up and flip me around. And that was all I had to do. It was like, okay, cool. And then like spin her around a few times. She'd be like, that was great. And I was like, okay, cool. We had a fun time together. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, that sounds way better. My brother's 3 years older than me, and his goal was to make me cry.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked. So
did he ever try to spit in your mouth?
I'm sure he did.
Because there's always that like 80s thing of like dripping the loogie down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Terrible.
I don't know that he did
terrible
that,
stuff.
But he was real into like those Indian burns on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh,
Native
so
American
rude.
Burns.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Native American
Let's
burns.
Just be. No, I don't know.
Still not great.
Yeah, no. It's not actually anything. It's just being a
arm
jerk.
Arm twisty burns.
Yeah, you're just being a
Is
jerk.
That better?
Yeah. Cis white male burns.
There
we'll call
go.
Them that. Yeah.
Damn them. They're the worst.
Well, yeah, we are. Okay. I'm going to add up the scores. Rachel, you got 2 points. Shannon, you got 1 point. Excellent. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment while I add these up. It'll only take a second.
I was waiting for the Princess Peach to come out. I knew he was going to do that one.
Oh, yeah. I figured that was coming. I'm glad that Princess Bride worked in there.
That was a good call.
Yeah. I heard princesses and just assumed only Disney.
Oh.
So I didn't do any research before this. I feel like I should have prepared more.
I also didn't do any research, but I didn't think of Disney at all.
Oh.
So we were kind of covering two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. You seem to have a lot more information on like other princesses. I didn't.
Like three.
I mean, there's not that many. There's not that many.
I am pleased that everything was good. Like you guys both had really good information about everything. And the anecdotes. Like I didn't know about the pigeon park in San Juan. Like that's great.
I have pictures. I'll show you.
All right, good. Yeah, we should. We'll post them on social
media.
You'll
see me like doing my weird statue thing with the grimace.
Yeah. You're like, oh,
there's pigeons.
They're gonna poop on me. I know it.
A shower.
So Rachel, I'm sorry you lost by 1 point. But it was a really
closer
close
than
game.
I thought.
Really close game.
I thought I was pretty far behind, to be
honest. Yeah. You guys both did really well. Shannon, you had 22. Rachel, you had 21. Thank you so much for being on the show. This has been a pleasure. And I really hope that you'll come back and be on again. I would like to have you on for another episode. We'll do something similar, you know.
Because
this is good, right? This
that
is a good
one. That
was good.
That was so close.
Yeah.
That was close. I really thought you were way ahead. I was like, she's got like big points. I'm going to be like way embarrassing behind. It's going to be fine. I'll just cover my embarrassment and walk out.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, this is all about just whatever. It's pride anyway, I guess.
I know you can tell everyone like kicked Rachel's ass.
No wonder they wouldn't let her be a Disney princess. Oh.
Deep cut.
Just kidding.
So, Rachel, is there anything you would like to plug? Is there something you're passionate about? I mean, something you've read or seen lately you want people to see? You want people to know about your work? Anything. Like, anything you want to tell people about.
Well, if you had told me that this was going to be an option, I may have prepared some type of...
No, in fairness, I assumed you've listened to any podcast. Because almost all podcasts have plugs on them, but that's fine. Because not even ours. I wasn't assuming you listened to this show.
No, I really should listen to podcasts, and I don't. I don't really have a plug.
Yeah, okay.
Call your mom. Everyone should call your mama.
Yeah. You can say hi to your mom.
Hi, mom. That's all she needs. It's fine.
What's your mom's name?
Jill.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for listening to the show, because Rachel told us earlier that you definitely wanted to listen to it. So if you never listen again, I'm really glad that we had you for this hour and 15 minutes or so.
Okay, I'm gonna not tell her that you did that and see if she actually listens to the end.
Yeah,
because that's the test.
Yeah, that's your litmus right there.
Did you listen to the end, or did you like get bored and turn it off?
Did you get Jill's... the part where Nate said like, "Hey Jill, how's it going?"
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if she like listens to most of it and she's like, "Great, I know what this is about.
I got the vibe. My daughter's clever." The end.
She's sarcastic.
what does Jill do?
She is a coordinator for the nursing school at Regis University.
Oh, hey, Jill, right on. I think I've known some people who have gone through that school, actually.
She like, places people in practicums all over the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some serious shit. Way to go, Jill.
Yeah.
Keeping people alive.
Okay, go back to my plug. Call your mom, guys.
Yeah. Call Jill.
Don't
call Jill. Call your own mom.
I'll call my mom. Call your grandma. That's also a good one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you've got
a grandma left, call her.
Yeah, mine's like 90.
Because you will run out of grandma at some point.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm all out of grandmas. Yeah.
She's 90. She always calls me when I'm on my way to work and tells me about like her weekend, which is generally like romance novels and cooking.
Which, I mean, that actually sounds really good.
And rearranging her furniture. She tells me all the time that she has rearranged her furniture again because she was tired of the way it was arranged.
That's my perfect life
right
there.
I'm like, great. I'm glad, yeah. Nana. Thank you for sharing.
That's good because she's like taking constant control over her reality and she's changing it to make herself happier.
Too.
That's fucking cool.
She texts.
What's your grandma's name?
Anne.
Go, Anne.
Yeah.
You're awesome, Anne.
Maybe
you'll listen to this.
Badass.
I don't know. You'll listen to this, but maybe you will. Maybe Rachel will set you up with an iPad and get you listening to the podcast.
Oh, she's high tech.
You're high tech.
She's on the Netflix.
I'm not talking down to you, Anne. I'm sorry.
We like set her up on the Netflix so she can watch her royal family shows.
Yes. Okay, great.
As grandmas do.
She'll be listening to this and she'll be disappointed that you didn't know more about
like,
the royal family.
I am so upset. It's like your birthday present's gone. Written out of the will.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, that's what A Vague Idea is about. It's creating lasting family drama.
Turmoil.
Yeah, very good. Do call your moms.
Yeah.
Your mom needs a call. You can call your dad, too. These people are important. They need a little bit of love. Just a little bit. Okay.
5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Cut them off after that.
Yeah. Just hang up.
You don't get time for that. But like...
No, no, be cordial about the whole thing. And courteous. All right. Very good. Shannon, what would you like to plug?
I will plug this wonderful building we're sitting in. Yeah. Steno co-working space.
Steno.
Stenodenver.com.
Stenodenver.com.
Is that it?
Yes.
I should write this down at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, hey, it's just going to burrow in.
But yeah, Steno, it's an awesome co-working space in Denver. I have to go into an office, and I'm always really jealous that Nate gets to work here. Rachel works here.
Oh, yeah, I do.
There's a great spot where we get to do podcasting. If mm-hmm. you want to do podcasting, you could maybe do it here. If you want to just have a place to work, you could do it here. Stenodenver.com.
Just make sure Rachel hasn't reserved it for the week.
Yeah, I do that.
She does.
I do that.
She likes to have fondue parties
all to
herself.
There are dogs here, though, too, which is like a huge bonus.
There are dogs here, including my dog, Rocket. He is a love.
He is, if you have food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got love anyway, but it's pretty.
For me.
Well, it's he's fickle. He's
like,
fickle in his
looks
affections.
Looks at me and he's like, snacks? No, okay. I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
He's not. He doesn't even let me pet him most of the time. It really takes until late at night when he's like, okay, I'm tired. I'll get in your lap. Otherwise,
he's like,
can I have another treat? Can I have another treat? Can I have another?
Yeah. I'm hungry, though.
Oh, yeah.
I need some snacks.
He just always wants food. He's a delight. That's been dog talk. So thank you guys for listening. If you like this program, tell 10 people. You know 10 people. Maybe you know 9 people. But tell 9 or 10 people. Tell them that you like it and that they should listen. That would be helpful. You can also subscribe, rate, and review us on whatever podcast app you use. You can follow us on social media at A Vague Idea Pod on Twitter. You can join the other 9 people that do that. Or you can follow us on Instagram at A Vague Idea Podcast. Or you can join the Facebook group, the A Vague Idea Podcast online group thing, where you can play Pomu Pom de Terre online once a week, probably. Is Baby Yoda potato? I don't know. Is he? You gotta tell us. So hey, thank you for listening to the show. Rachel, thank you again for being on. Shannon, thank you for always being here.
You are welcome.
And listeners, be good to each other, and may God have mercy on your souls. Bye bye.
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 A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and sometimes John Peros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? All music and sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people, and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Grokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com.